Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my fantastic producer, who's also a great guy, Adam Zaloof. Tonight, we have the cast of, in my opinion, the best sports show, TV sports show in Pittsburgh. And that's Still City Sports World, which is on PC TV 21. And that is, it's my pleasure to introduce my brothers on the show, Luther Dupree, Smoking Jim Frazier, Mike Migliori. This is the first time we've done a show, I think, together outside of Still City Sports World. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, man. All right. Yeah, Luther's the only one. Jim laughs. Mike, go ahead. Say thank you, Claudio.
Thank you, Claudio. For what?
All right. The check's in the mail. You'll get your check for being on the show. Lots of things to talk about. Okay, guys. Yesterday, last night, Steelers versus the Patriots. Steelers got blown out of the water. I didn't expect it. I expected the Patriots to win, but not like that. That was the most disinterested, lethargic, flat I've ever seen the Steelers, and that goes from the coaching staff all the way down to the players, to the kicker. Mike Migliori, your thoughts on the game last night?
Like I said, I think that the Steelers are probably flat and bored with them because there's nothing going on in the locker room anymore. Nothing to talk about, nothing to think about. They're pretty much asleep because, you know, nobody's yelling at nobody. And what we saw last night was the beginning of the post-AB era. The Steelers, well, especially the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger, may never score a touchdown again.
Smoking Jim, what do you think about last night's game?
Hey, first of all, thanks again for having me, Claudio, and Mike Migliori, and Luther Dupree. And I want to say I got insight. I got my favorite cousin, Billy Hester. He's in from Cleveland checking in on me, so I got the inside scoop. But, I mean, I got to disagree with you, Claudio. It wasn't the worst start ever. The worst start ever was in 1989 when they had that bum, Tim Worley. They lost the first week 51-0, then the next week 41-10. That was against Cincinnati. Whole thing is, you know, I told you guys before, nobody wants to listen. You know, you got a hard-headed black man over there, Luther Dupree, that just don't want to listen. Hey, listen, it should have been the Mike McCarthy era. I know people don't want to hear it. You know, Mike Tomlin has put together
Where's he at?
Mike, they said no talking in between calls. The brother can't say nothing. They're going to lose.
I just said, where's he at?
I got Bill Neal back in Greenfield.
Smoking Jim. All right, my fault.
Hey, listen, the reason I said that is very, very simple. First of all, Coach Tomlin put together, and with the help of Kevin Colbert, who's practicing nepotism with his son that can't scout outside the Mid-Atlantic conferences, they put together the worst coaching staff in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got to go back over 50 years of the Bill Austin era before you find a coach and staff this bad. There's not one single coach on this football team that is head coach worthy. That is a shame.
Wow.
Even when you have Mike Munchak, who used to be a head coach, after spending time with here and showing that he's the greatest offensive line coach in the history of the National Football League, he can't get a head coaching job because he was pulled down by this bum staff. Hey, listen, Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, it's a shame. The best wide receiver on the team is James Washington. He had a great preseason. They won't throw to the kid. You know, they got rid of Spencer, the only game-breaking player that they had on the team. I told you on draft day that Benny slow as a snail that runs like he got a piano on his back has no business being drafted in the National Football League. Everybody argued with me then. So, yeah, you know, this was one butt kicking, but one good thing, and I agree with Luther, the Steelers got a very easy schedule so they can get back into it by midseason.
Liz?
Wow, what can I say that hasn't been said? Basically, the Patriots are Tyson and we're Michael Spinks. You know, when Michael Spinks went into the ring, he was scared. It looked like he had an accident in his pants before he went in there, and that's how the Steelers
right.
look. They were scared to do anything. Third and one, they're throwing a pitch instead of putting the fullback in and running it right down the throat. You have a Pro Bowl center. You have a Pro Bowl tackle. Put the fullback in the game. Run it. Corner, 1 yard. Third and one, they played with no confidence, no heart. They didn't want to start the rookie. You drafted him. You move up 10 spots and don't want to start
right.
him because you're scared of Tom Brady. That told me right then and there they were going in this game with fear. And then they started another safety, another you can't start two. You know, you won't start the guy that you drafted number 15 or 10 overall, but you're going to get a guy that wasn't even supposed to make the team. He was wearing Samuel's number through the preseason.
Right.
I didn't understand right. their whole concept defensively. I understand you wanted to go man-to-man and try that out, but having a linebacker run, you know, with a running back across the field, I didn't like the concept. I think Tom Brady is in his head. He's never won at five. You automatically know when you face a Tom Brady team, you're going to have to put up 30 points. He was off with his deep passes. Juju, man, he was locked down. I hope this is just one bad game for him, and he's really a number one. But he looked like a number two trying to be a number one and wasn't up to the task. I think it's just
excellent
game
point.
One. The Patriots look unstoppable right now, but, you know, things can change. I'm very disappointed that they're getting Antonio Brown. It seems like it was all set up from the very beginning, but Antonio Brown's not that smart. It may have been engineered by his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who's known to do all kind of slimy things just like mm-hmm. this. I was wondering what his aim was. I just didn't think that the Patriots had $15 million sitting out there for an Antonio Brown before the game one.
Right.
It seems real fishy to me. But, again, it's just one game. I still say the Steelers will win 10 games, and they will fight for the division, which is going to be extremely tough. The Browns are who we thought they were, but the Ravens
right.
look like the real deal. Lamar Jackson, the Heisman Trophy winner, 5 touchdowns. That's going to be a team to deal with. But outside of that, I think they can compete in the division. I think they'll win 10 games. It's just game one, and the Steelers always get better as the season goes on. That's my opinion.
Excellent
hey,
point.
Claudio?
Yes, sir.
Claudio, I agree with everything Luther says. And, Luther, I got to give you credit for finally agreeing with me when I told y'all don't sleep on the Baltimore Ravens. They're a physical
yep.
team. The National Football League is a finesse league. And the Baltimore Ravens is going to be a team that you're going to have to deal with. And now all these teams are going to have to deal with them, including your Steelers, Luther.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Lamar Jackson with his deep ball to accuracy, I don't know if he was just that accurate or the Dolphins are that bad. But, man, him and Antonio Brown's cousin, Hollywood Brown, they look – you know, pretty unstoppable. He's great at throwing a deep ball, and you have one of the youngest, fastest receivers in the league. It should be some interesting games in this AFC North division. I'm excited. And the Steelers are going to be right in the mix.
Is that his government name?
I thought
all receivers that age was named Dante.
That right. We're definitely going to get to Antonio Brown in a minute, but one thing, I'm sorry, go ahead, Lou.
Well, and the last thing, they have to take Moncrief off the field.
He looked awful yesterday.
He had 10 targets, which is more than Juju. He dropped at least 5 passes. One was a sure touchdown. I don't know. I thought we lost Hands of Stone, but it looks like we got another one. I mean, I don't know if it was just one bad game. But I'd like to see James Washington and the rookie, DJ, get on the field a little more if he's going to play like that. He played scared. You know, I don't know. I'm very disappointed in his game. We'll see if he improved and it was just a bad game or this is just his talent level. I'm not sure. But it was just very, very disappointing.
A couple of things. You know, I hate ripping on coaches because I am a coach. I know how hard it is. I know that the coach sometimes gets too much credit, gets too much blame. I've never ripped on Tomlin because I don't know what the hell he does. I'll be honest with you. And I've said this on our show. I don't know what he does. I don't. I don't know if he does anything with the defense, with the offense. I know he calls, you know, should we go for it, punt, or go for a field goal when we're down 20. I know all that stuff. But I'm not a big fan. I've never been a big fan of the coaching staff. I thought that was the weakness this year, was the coaching staff. Smoking Jim, two-part question for you. Number one, I mean, you kind of answered the one about the coaching staff. You can go on with it a little bit more. But the drafting of Bush, you were very, very against it from day one. Number one, again, you did talk about the coaching staff. If you want to maybe talk a little bit more about that. And why were you so against them drafting Bush so high?
Well, I got a new nickname for Devin Bush. I call him Devin 411 Bush because every time he make a tackle, the referee says first down. Hey, listen, I told everybody, you know, first of all, you don't give up. You're a small market team. The Rooneys are cheap. Why are you giving away your draft choices to move up to get a guy to play middle linebacker in a 3-4 defense? That made no sense to me. 3-4 defense and middle linebackers at best, the fifth best player, most important player on the team. The most important is right outside linebacker, followed by left outside linebacker, followed by strong safety, followed by nose guard, then maybe the middle linebacker. Then you take a 5'11" middle linebacker who maybe is maybe 1 or 2% points better than his daddy. His daddy was a strong safety. I thought he was a strong safety. Number three, this guy comes out after his junior year. I wouldn't have drafted him on draft day. I thought he had a broken arm or shoulder here with his suit. Listen, the guy only had one career interception. Yeah, he can run from sideline to sideline. I said in my draft report, I said, this is a guy who's a more athletic Jerry O. Jerry O was a guy that was always around the ball, but it was always a first down, always making tackles. And you see that with Devin Bush. Devin Bush was lost in space. I thought the Pittsburgh Steelers, even my cousin from Cleveland who's here, another shout out to Billy Hester, he texted me last week and says, I hear the Steelers got a great defense this year. Nationally, that's what they're talking about. The Pittsburgh Steelers did something that was Bush league. They was blitzing. They was trapping. They was zoning. They was doing everything. You're not prepared for that in preseason. You don't game plan. It's an unwritten rule that you play base defenses in preseason. Yeah, of course, Bud Dupree and one play a game, two it was looking great in preseason. Yeah, there didn't nobody here to block them. But now the teams are game planning for them. They both look like the bums that they are.
Ooh. Excellent points. And I'm going to get to Mike Migliori next about the same question after we hear from our sponsors, Inspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with Smoke and Jim Frazier, Mike Migliori, and Luther Dupree. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at aspirepediatrictherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, Mike, you heard what Jim had to say about Bush, and I agree with him now. I mean, Jim, I refer to him about the draft. He knows more about it than anybody. Your opinion on Tomlin and the coaching staff, and maybe even talk a little bit about what Jim said about Devin Bush.
I mean, I don't know. I thought Devin Bush, I guess, was as good a pick as any. I don't know if he had to trade up to get him. But I'll say two things. The first, on another show a few days ago, I said that the people on Steel City Sports were the most knowledgeable sports people in this city. I said, if you would take the three Stooges, Jerry, Bob, and Ed, and wrap them together into one, they wouldn't know half about football that Jim Frazier does.
As he said,
it's probably true, with the exception, of course, that he hates Mike Tomlin because he's a racist, hates all black people. But but Mike Tomlin is the second best coach that the Steelers ever had, much better than that, whatever his name was, that came before him. And I know people will tell me, oh, well, Tomlin won a quarterback with Kyler's people. Well, that could very well be true, but Kyler went 8-8 with his people in his last season. So,
right.
He guys took 8-8 and went to the Super Bowl. Well, that makes one a better coach than the other.
Right.
I've always
Luke,
liked
you're,
Mike Tomlin.
I'm sorry.
I just
yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, it's not the organization we grew up with, that's for sure. Luther, your opinion on the coaching staff, including Mike Tomlin, and comment on Jim's comments about Devin Bush, because I know that you liked the pick.
Right. If you go back, I was calling the Devin Bush pick,
yes,
you
were.
Know, weeks and weeks before the draft. It was one game. You're going against maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. You're going to struggle. But, you know, you have to go through those struggles to become better. I remember Troy Polamalu. Not to say he's going to be Troy, but the first year that Troy played, it looked like he was the bust of the draft. Why did they trade up for this guy? He was lost out there. But by the second year, you saw the growth, and now he's going to go in the Hall of Fame probably in a couple years. So I'm not going to go off of one game like Smoking Jim. He's going to be just fine. He didn't get a lot of help out there. You can't just pinpoint him. Nobody played a good game. T.J. Watt was getting doubled. He couldn't do anything. Bud Dupree had a rookie out there, and he didn't do anything. Tuitt and Hayward have never done anything against Tom Brady. He has all day to throw back there. It's painful to watch those games. As far as the coaching staff, yes. The coaching was absolutely disgusting that game. Players were lost. They were confused. I didn't understand the offensive game plan. They were running the same play. Third and one, you throw a sweep, and you're not controlling the line of scrimmage. Third and one, you don't have a fullback in the game. What happened to Steelers football? It's third and one. Put the fullback in there.
Yep.
Run it straight up the middle. You got a Pro Bowl center and a Pro Bowl tackle. That is absolutely disgusting. Tomlin, the offensive coordinator, they should be held accountable. Keith Butler has not gotten any better. He looks lost out there. You know, when I still remember last year when he was talking about defending a team, and he mentioned a tight end that was on
right,
the IR.
Right.
So that tells me this man has no clue. I don't know why he's still on the staff. I don't know why the Steelers don't go outside of the organization and get somebody. The Ryans, they have been known to stop Tom Brady, or at least slow him down. But they want to go in-house. I'm not sure if Tomlin is able to go out of the organization and get a coach or what. But it hasn't happened. The coaching staff is not coaching up to par. And, you know, I've always been a Tomlin fan. Did I say he was the greatest ever? No. But he was getting the job done. They had a bracket up there. The two winningest coaches percentage-wise in the game today, of course, Belichick is number one. And Mike Tomlin is number two with a 654 winning percentage. Now, yes, there's been some games that the team looked unprepared, and that's unacceptable. But for the most part, he gets the job done. He does have to improve. Otherwise, he's going to be going after next season. They only gave him a one-year extension.
Right.
I think they can improve. I'm not a guy who says after one game it's over. It's the first time that the starters have played together. Ben was off. He had some deep receivers. His deep ball looked absolutely pathetic. There were at least two touchdowns that he missed because he underthrew the guys. So they'll get better. I think they're going to win 10 games. I'm not going to say the sky's falling. It's one game. They will be fine. End of the season, 10-6, maybe 11-5 if they get a couple breaks. Wild card, maybe the division. And once you get in the playoffs, you never know. Just hopefully they don't win to the Patriots because they're going to go in there like Michael Spink against Tyson.
Luther, you bring up something that I wanted to ask you guys. I was during the game, I was going to text you guys, but I wanted to wait for the show. Smoke and Jim, your thoughts first. We'll go with you first. The lack of snaps, the lack of togetherness, the lack of togetherness, being on the same field together during preseason. Do you think that was one of the reasons why they look so off offensively, like Luther just mentioned? Do you think that they should have played those guys more? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it goes right back to Luther, who don't want to point the finger at Coach Tomlin for nothing. Listen, this is the same team that tied Cleveland last year opening. This is the same team that gets off to a slow start year in and year out. And they knew they were playing the defending Super Bowl champions, who always gets off to a fast start. You know, training camp up there in Latrobe is nothing more than, you know what I mean, vacation time. You know what I mean? Listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers got a terrible staff that they don't respect. You know what I mean? The head coach doesn't have a clue on how to get the team ready coming out of the gate. Ben does whatever he wants to do. Everybody told me Ben was having a great training camp. That's all I heard on every preseason game was how great Ben was in training. He's so inaccurate right now. And he's like Luther and Mike said, he's not in – you know, I mean, even in, you know, preseason with that arm right now. Listen, that falls on the coaching staff. All of that falls on the coaching staff. You know, you need somebody with a spark. They had the worst special teams last year in the NFL, and you still got that bubblegum-chewing special teams coach still hired. You know what I mean? You get rid of Le'Veon Bell and you get rid of Antonio Brown, but you still got – you know, Artie Burns on the football team. They want to tell me all summer long that a guy who couldn't make the CFL, couldn't make the arena football, couldn't make Division I football, but he played on the AAF for five games, is going to step right in here and be our best defensive back. He was so doggone lost out there. I'm glad they changed his number because it took me a while to figure out who was out there. I thought somebody sold somebody's uniform and got out there, man. The secondary is horrible. You know what I mean? They're telling me about your boy, the bodybuilder, Terrell Edmonds, with 2% body fat. You know what I mean? Get your body fat up to 5 and make a tackle.
Make a tackle.
You know what I mean? Hey, the defense stinks, and Coach Tomlin is a defensive guy. You had an opportunity on the one-inch line or whatever, and they wouldn't go for it. They went for the field goal. They were down 20-0, and you kick a field goal when you're on the one-inch line because you got James Conner. I told you guys, the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line is not going to be good this year because Mike Munchak left and they hired his coffee boy. That offensive line looks horrible. One time, James Conner's running a sweep, and before he got the ball, he's already hit at a lineman that's pulling in front of him. That's lack of practice, lack of respect from your coaching staff. You can't have a coffee boy being running the offensive line. You've got a few different pieces on that offensive line. That's going to be a problem. You got no backup tight end. You know what I mean? I told you drafted Lurch from Michigan, and he probably didn't even dress. You know what I mean?
He didn't. He was inactive.
There is so many problems on that football team, and it all has to start with the head coach. Yeah, maybe in the beginning, Coach Tomlin didn't have decisive decision-making capacity. Yeah, that ends with turning down contracts. If you're taking contract extensions, then you're running that football team. And Coach Tomlin, last I seen, he took a pretty embarrassing one-year extension.
Mike McGlory, I said that maybe Ben and the offensive unit should have had more plays together, but I don't think the Patriots and Tom Brady had that many more than the Steelers, and they looked razor sharp. What are your thoughts about the Steelers' offense being more of a unit, playing together more, just what we've been talking about with Luther and Smoke and Jim made comments on? What are your thoughts about it?
I'm not sure, aside from the offensive line, you can find any three players on the Steelers' offensive unit that know each other's names. it looked like they'd never seen each other before. They had no idea what they were doing. And if I'm the New England Patriots, well, I'm not, the Steelers aren't making the playoffs this year, but from now on, anytime I'm playing the Steelers, I put Antonio Brown at safety or cornerback wearing his number 84, which apparently that's the only number that Roethlisberger throw the ball to.
That's right. There you go. That's a good one.
This guy, I mean, they were on. Well, Brown was good because of Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger was good because of Brown. You know what? I think that problem's already been solved. I don't think there's much question about that now. I mean, wrong? Am I saying something that's wrong? But as far as the Steelers have a bye in week 7, they will be 2-4 if they're lucky. If they're lucky.
Ouch.
When I said it the first time, I said 2-4 because I was pretty sure that they could beat San Francisco and Cincinnati. I'm not all that sure they could beat San Francisco anymore.
I'm with you.
Probably could beat Cincinnati. And then week 8, they get the Dolphins. And after that, it's a coin toss every week.
Right.
Well, not every week, because the Ravens will crush them. And the Bills and the Jets will both crush them. And the Rams will crush them.
Jets?
They got,
wow.
Yeah, the Jets. They got a running back who will run all over them. Forget his name.
I forgot his name. Well, we're going to get to the other guy that has been making news here in a second after our commercial break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Smoke and Jim Frazier, Luther Dupree, and Mike Migliori. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has 3 convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship
And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, guys, the big news, crazy news, has been Antonio Brown. He was complaining about his helmet. He burned his feet. Then he was kicking balls towards the GM, calling him names, and then he comes back, or they suspend him, then he comes back, and he apologizes.
Did he call him a cracker?
Yes, he did.
Was he talking about a snack item? I don't know.
Well, but the guy, then he gets released, and then 10 minutes later, he's with the New England Patriots. Now, everybody's saying it was a master plan by him, but I'm agreeing with Luther. I don't think it was Brown. I think it was his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. But now they just said that they obviously offered him $15 million for this year. And next year, if he comes back, it's an option, a $20 million option. I'm surprised the Patriots would pick him up. I know as a coach, you know, obviously you want good players, but I want good people as well. Me personally, there's no way in hell that I could take anybody mouthing off to me, kicking a damn ball at me, or calling me any names. I just could not take it. I know for an absolute ass fact, I would not take it. And those guys, after all the stuff he pulled, were going to bring him back. I don't give a damn how good you are. There's no way in hell I'd do it. And I'm surprised that they put up with him as long as they did. Luther, your opinion on the whole Antonio Brown situation?
This whole thing is an absolute disgrace. The way he behaved, the way he acted. Listen, he was terrible here. People forget, you know, a lot of things were kept under the covers while he was here. But everybody knows about the Facebook Live. Everybody knows about him getting on one of the offensive coordinators, punching a Gatorade cup, upset because he didn't get the ball, not always running routes when it wasn't his turn to get the ball. Listen, Antonio Brown is all about himself. Oakland Raiders, I thought they got off good when they just gave up a third and a fifth round pick for him. But the way he performed, he was doing things that didn't make sense, and now it all makes sense. Listen, the Patriots wanted to offer the Steelers a number one pick for Antonio Brown. That's where he wanted to go, but the Steelers wouldn't do it, which I agreed with. You know, you can't give him to the Patriots. So they gave him to the Raiders, and all he did the whole time he was there, he wouldn't practice, he goes overseas, tears up his feet, and then shows it on Facebook. Nobody wants to see those ugly feet. Disgusting. And then he complains about a helmet. There's 40 different helmets. He hates all of them. He not only did it once, he tried to do it twice and said that I'm not going to play. I'll retire before I wear another helmet. And then he doesn't show up for practice, gets fined. He tries to punch Mike Mayock and calls him a name. And, you know, listen, this was all set up. Drew Rosenhaus set this up from the very beginning. He said, you want to get to the Patriots, this is what you have to do. There's no way a guy that behaves like that gets released and then 2 hours later has a contract. And
let me ask you, do you think he's going to pull the same stunts? And because you are who you are, okay? Do you think he's going to pull, I know the first week he's going to be great, the second week, do you think he's going to pull any of these stunts in New England? I know if he does, he'll be gone quick in a hurry, but do you think he will attempt any of these stunts in New England?
Initially, he's going to be the best soldier there is. He's going to stay with Tom Brady, get in real good like he did with Big Ben. I think he's going to be pretty good this first year. But if they start not throwing him the ball, or Josh Gordon is getting more catches and more balls thrown his way, or Edelman, I think we're going to start seeing the old Antonio Brown come out. I do think he's going to last this year because he thinks he has a great chance of winning a Super Bowl. And once he gets to Super Bowl week, you know, he can start his social media and all that stuff again. Mm-hmm. I do think he's going to make it this year. But I think he's going to have some issues because he doesn't like to practice. And Bill Belichick, not only do you have to be at practice, he wants you there 10 minutes before practice starts.
Right.
So I think he's going to have some issues, but I think this year he's going to fight and push his way through it. I just don't like this whole thing. I think it was Grimey, Rosenhaus, Bob Kraft, Belichick. They all had this plan from the very beginning. It's disgusting. I never wish injury on anybody, but let's just say if he did get injured, it might be karma.
Smoking Jim.
For a while there, I forgot if we were still talking about the same person. We talking about the Antonio Brown. Well, first of all, Bill Belichick gets a lot of credit that he don't deserve. First of all, Lawrence Taylor used to sleep through every meeting and come in late when Bill Belichick was defensive coordinator. When you're the star player,
good
just
point.
Like James Harrison and some of them, they all do the same thing. Listen, this is what I know about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is the hardest worker in Pittsburgh Steelers history. There was a guy on that team named Rocky Blyer that had some pretty memorable workouts while he was here. Greg Lloyd, James Harrison. This is a guy that the Pittsburgh Steelers would have to call and ask him to take a day off from working out in the offseason. Most in-shape guy you ever want to know. You can see by his cousin Hollywood Brown and his daddy, All-American in the Arena League, that football's in their blood. Listen, Mike Mayock is a cracker. You got to be careful who you hire. That chump ain't no GM. He's lucky if it wasn't me because I'd have punched him in his face. Mike Mayock was nothing but a TV analyst that evaluated the draft that was very hard and critical on a lot of players in the National Football League. This is a hated guy. The Raiders bringing this bum in that got no experience in administration. You bring him in as a general manager. Listen, the greatest general manager in the history of the game, and probably only Mike Migliore will remember this name, is Dick Haley. Dick Haley's job was not to criticize players. His job was the administration staff. Only two people can criticize players during the season. That's the coaching staff and the owners. The general manager, you ain't got – Mayock, you don't even know where the restroom is. You never even been to the locker rooms yet. You just got hired, and then you're going to come out on national TV and tell me that the greatest receiver in NFL history, whether he better get here or get in.
Yeah, please now. Let's not get too crazy.
Jim,
let me say this.
I refuse to let you say that.
I tell you why I agree with Luther. Because not only do you have to be you have to have it physically, okay? But you have to have the work ethic. You have to have the attitude. Like Luther just said, I still don't say he's better than – I would take Swan Stallworth over him. I'd take Jerry Rice over him. I'd take Steve Largent over him. I would take a lot of guys over Antonio Brown because you know damn well when those guys – they're going to be at practice. They're going to be at meetings. They're going to be at games. They're going to come up big. But not only that, but they're not going to be a headache. They're not going to be a distraction. They're not going to be a diva, as the word keeps floating around now. And as far as the Mayock thing, I'm not saying he's a good general manager or a bad general manager or he should have gotten the job or not, but he did get the job, and you have to give him some respect. He should have done something with him maybe behind closed doors, but to punt a football towards him, that's just terrible.
Well, there's no general manager who's still physically fit. Mike Mayock, still physically fit. He had a glass of water, a cup of coffee in the National Football League. He's not that much older than Antonio Brown. Hey, listen.
Right.
Mike Mayock approaches somebody on the football field. Listen, I was in the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium in Three River Stadium when Crazy Greg Lloyd used to bring his two German Shepherds to the stadium and used to let them run free. The media used to be running all over the place, man. You know what I mean? Dude, there's crazy stuff. Listen, I was in the linebackers meeting Marvin Lewis's first day on the job, and Marvin Lewis is up there trying to put a 3-4 defensive scheme that he had no idea on the board, and Greg Lloyd stood up, cussed him out, and said, give me the chalk. I'll show you how it's done. Man, listen, there's no general manager that's physically fit. Most of them are old. They got gray hair. You don't approach Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown don't like this dude. I don't like Mike Mayock. You know what I mean? And if you guys tune into YouTube, I don't know if you ever heard some of his comments. He's not a very popular person with the modern-day players because he's very critical. And I'm not popular with the modern-day players. You know what I mean?
So Mike Mayock is basically you, Smoking Jim, right?
No.
He's basically you.
I get it right 97%.
And you're very hated.
You know what I mean?
Are you excusing his behavior, Smoking Jim?
Listen, Antonio Brown.
Are you excusing his behavior?
Let me just say this. I don't go by the media. I just go by what I know. Antonio Brown was the most popular Steeler on that team. He had all the national commercials from Pepsi to Pizza Hut and all that stuff. He was the face, Dancing with the Stars, everything. Antonio Brown will go to New England and ball out just like he did always in Pittsburgh. Listen, there was a receiver who was more of a pain in the butt than Antonio Brown, and that was Jerry Rice. Receivers want the football.
And he was better.
Hey, how would that game have looked last night if you had a guy coming in the huddle and saying, throw me the ball, I'm open? You know, Ben, and like Mike Migliore said, he's the only person that has said this all summer long, that Ben Roethlisberger could close his eyes and scramble, throw it up, and know exactly where Antonio Brown is. Those guys are going to probably miss each other. You know, I think that Antonio Brown, I think his catches is going to have to get sliced a little bit. Only thing I fear about, and I'll let you guys get on this, the only guy that failed in New England was Ocho Cinco because he wasn't smart enough to learn how to run the precise routes. That's the only thing
exactly,
I fear.
Exactly. And who's just like Ocho Cinco? And who's just like Ocho Cinco?
So let's see.
Antonio Brown reminds me a lot of Ocho Cinco, in my opinion.
Well, he's the greatest receiver of all time.
Who's the greatest receiver of all time? Neither of those two are in the conversation.
Check out the numbers, man. The numbers
These numbers.
The numbers are a different ballgame. Numbers are a different ballgame.
Everybody's numbers are outrageous.
Let me ask you this, Claudio.
He's the best right now, Smoking Jim. He's not the best receiver in the game right now.
I'm trying to ask Claudio something, man. Put that pork chop down. I'm trying to ask. Hey, listen, Claudio. Have you ever seen anybody drag their feet on the sideline? You have to give him that as the greatest. I'm watching Hard Knocks. The referees ruled him out of bounds in practice. He said, no, I dragged my feet. They slowed it back, sure enough. He's made play after play.
Nobody's questioning. But you know what, though? Like I said,
his feet down there. He's good with his body control.
No.
He's great with his body control.
But I take Jerry Rice over him. Terrell Owens over him. I take Randy Moss over him.
I take Swan and Stallworth. I take all those guys because as a coach, I want to win. Nobody wants to win more than me. But at the same time, I'm not going to deal with a pain or every 5 minutes somebody coming up to me and mouthing off or saying something or I want the ball or being a distraction. When he was in Pittsburgh, did they win? No.
Other than Oakland, Claudio, when was he a distraction? You cannot pinpoint any.
He was a distraction here in Pittsburgh.
No, when? I'm still trying to figure out.
Okay, well, the Facebook thing. then last year that he didn't play the last game.
Said it for free lunch. And Bouchette said it when he fell out of favor.
Mike McGlory.
When the problem was. When was the problem?
Mike. Yeah. Mike McGlory.
You proved it. You're Antonio Brown apologizer.
Yeah.
Anything he does in Jim's eyes is right because he's just like you, right, Smoker Jim? Nothing he's done is wrong.
Mike, your thoughts on Antonio Brown?
Well, first off, I got to ask. After like Chad Ochocinco, Randy Moss, and now Antonio Brown, what kind of scumbag did Terrell Owens really have to be that New England never picked him up?
Right.
No, I think that Antonio Brown, I don't think New England is the final destination, guys. Sorry. Okay? Much like when all these guys on these local stations talk about Andrew Luck and he retired, and he retired because of this and that and this. Andrew Luck retired for one reason only, because his father is the commissioner of the XFL. And that's where he's good going. Point. That's where Gronkowski's going, and all these guys. And that's where Antonio Brown is going too. Guarantee it. The XFL is owned by Vince McMahon. Okay? Vince McMahon loves guys like Antonio Brown. He might play football a few times, and then he'll appear on as a guest referee for some WrestleMania sometime down the road, and get in a good fight point. With somebody. On and on and on. And that's the kind of thing is going to make Antonio Brown happy. He doesn't care about it.
And then he's going to be on an ESPN show called Broke in about 6 years. And he's going to say, why did I do this? Why did I do that? And it's going to, I don't know. I hope it doesn't end up bad. Like Luther said, you don't wish anything bad upon anybody.
I agree with you there, Claudio. He's going to end up broke. I agree with that.
Right. When you blow $30 million guaranteed for 1 year, you blow out your knee, all that money is gone.
Hey, Luther.
ACLs have been getting torn pretty easily nowadays. Achilles as well.
Hey, Luther and Claudio and Mike Migliore, I'll tell everybody in a minute, to be able to play in the National Football League till you're in your 30s and be able to close up all them many bars is worth going broke over, dog.
Now, Mike, do you really think, Mike, that he's going to end up in the XFL or something like that? Do you really think that's
Absolutely.
Going to happen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. The people that run the XFL, they're not idiots. Okay? They're good business people. I don't know if they know anything about football, but they don't have to know anything about football. They got this sports entertainment thing down pat. All right. There might be gladiator fights at halftime during the XFL.
Hey, I didn't think about that until Mike Migliore said it. That's ingenious. I agree with him 100% about the XFL, and I think the XFL just sent a letter denying one player. They said we don't want Cam Kelly.
or Colin Kaepernick.
You know what? I don't think I can believe that. Because in the WWE, you have your guys who are supposed to win every time and guys who are supposed to lose every time. And there's got to be some room for Ken Kelly in that second part.
Well, I agree with Luther, though. I think it's an absolute disgrace the way he behaved. And you hope that others don't follow. And I guess you hear different things about him. Some people say he's a good guy. Gruden said he loved him. He's a hard worker. But he's just, I don't know, again, Rosenhaus and him, whoever's making these decisions, I don't like it. Will it work in New England? Again, I'm with Luther. I think the first couple weeks he's going to be a good soldier. I don't think he's that crazy I don't see him bitching at Tom Brady if he throws Edelman or Gordon or whatever, because I think they would get rid of him quick in a hurry. Belichick, who I agree with Jim, gets a little too much credit, but that's okay. He's doing a good job, and I think now he has the hammer in his hands. He's won all these championships. He's got Kraft backing him up. He's got Brady there. He's got the respect of everybody. I don't think that they're going to tolerate too much of Antonio Brown. I just don't understand this behavior. I really don't. And again, I repeat, as a coach, there's no way I can put up with it.
There's only one thing I can see getting Antonio Brown in trouble in New England. Only one thing, and I didn't like it when I heard it yesterday, that Tom Brady is allowing Antonio Brown to
stay in his house.
Wife. I'm like, man, please, Ed. Because you know Antonio's like me. We're sleepwalkers.
No. I don't believe that he's going to let Antonio Brown around his wife, the Super Bowl.
She didn't come to the game last night. I don't know if you heard Tom Brady's interview.
She wasn't there, and Antonio Brown wasn't there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so
they were picking out a room for him.
Oh my God! Let me ask you guys a quick question.
That'll show you. That while Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown might have been close, apparently Tom Brady and Antonio Brown are a little closer.
Yeah, for now. But, let me ask you guys a question. It's kind of a fun thing to talk about different eras. Can this guy play in that era? So on and so forth. I always think of Lynn Swann coming off the line and George Atkins blasting him in the head, giving him a concussion. Yeah. And years ago, when you had the big receivers like a Swann, Stallworth, a Carmichael, a Harold Jackson, who I talk about all the time, Otis Taylor, Fred Biletnikoff, Cliff Branch, those guys, when they came off the line, they got stuck. Can you imagine Antonio Brown with his build? He's not a big guy. Facing those guys in the 70s. Jim, let me ask you, since you're the biggest Antonio Brown supporter, do you think he would have had the same numbers? Because we can't compare numbers today in the 70s because it was a different play calling. But do you think he would have gotten stuck big time with guys like a Tatum and Atkins or the Rams had some big hitters like Elmendorf or whoever? Do you think that he would have had the same numbers in the 70s as he did now?
No, because he got a glass chin. Perfect proof.
Okay.
That, you know.
Right, okay.
Them guys hit back here. You know, Dick Nitrane Lane. And
all right, now, let me stop you real quick. Uh-huh. Lynn Swann, Jackson Stallworth, Largent, those guys I mentioned, Carmichael, Branch, would they have been able to play today and put up big numbers? My answer is hell yeah.
Well, you know, you're talking about a guy like Lynn Swann never was going to be the fastest, so wasn't Jerry Rice. But Lynn Swann might have been the most athletic guy. Swann probably could hurdle a high jump over 5 feet. You know, he did that in the Superstars. Right. I mean, he was just a guy that could do it all, and he didn't even have the benefits of the weight room and some of the things they have now. He could jump out of gym. He didn't have gloves. He could catch just as good as these guys, better than them with gloves. They still say it was a Lynn Swann type catch. Lynn Swann was a freak of nature, phony as heck. Yeah.
Wow. Well, but see, that's my point. Luther said, you know, you can't say that Antonio Brown is the greatest of all time. Swann, Stallworth, Jackson, Carmichael, Branch, and that's just to name a few. There's a ton more we can name, would do excellent today. I mean, through the roof excellent. Whereas I don't think Antonio Brown would have done well in the 70s. So, again, I'm with Luther. I think there's at least 10 guys. And I'm talking about Chandler and Jefferson, guys who people forgot. I know you guys remember them.
John Jefferson, yeah. Wes Chandler.
Those guys would have chewed today's guys up.
Yeah,
be the greatest of all time, I think you have to. I mean, and again, it's a fun conversation because you know, obviously, you can't turn back the clock. But I just find it hard to believe. Not only is he not the greatest of all time, but I don't think he's the greatest Steeler wide receiver of all time. But having said that, last thing, guys, before we wrap it up, I know that you guys have to head out. Lee Smoking Jim, you know, he's got to take off. God knows where the hell he's going.
He's late already.
I got a meeting.
I know. He's got a meeting. Yeah. He's the only guy who meets at 9 o'clock at the casino, but nobody, he's not meeting with anybody. All right. Now, I wasn't with you guys the last show, so I don't know your Super Bowl picks. First of all, Luther Dupree, Super Bowl pick this year.
Wow. Yeah, on the show, I did say I thought New England had a good chance to go back.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with it. That's before I knew they got Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I hate saying New England. Matter of fact, I still can't say New England. I'm going to stick with it. Kansas City, that offense is unstoppable. If they can just get two stops a game, nobody will beat them. They just need two stops because their offense is that great. I think Patrick Mahomes is looking at another 50-touchdown season. And in the NFC, the NFC is so loaded right now. There's a number of teams that could go. Dallas is very good. Of course, the Rams will be right back in it. Philadelphia looks good. But I'm going to, you know, I hate to say it, but I think going back, I think it's going to be Philadelphia. I like what they've done. I think DeSean Jackson going back to Philly, he opens up that passing game. If Wentz can stay healthy, I think it's going to be a Kansas City-Philadelphia Super Bowl at this point, barring injury.
And who do you like?
Well, it's hard to pick against New England because they got everything going for them. But I like Kansas City too.
Okay.
And at first, I heard a lot of stuff about Atlanta, but apparently Minnesota didn't get the memo, so that's probably not happening. And let me check real quick and see if I still like New Orleans.
New Orleans. Don't sleep on New Orleans.
New Orleans
getting
handed to them right now.
I don't think New Orleans is going either. I still think that Atlanta, if they can get things turned on, but you know what? Watch out for Chicago Bears.
All right, Luther, real quick, between Kansas City and Philly, who do you like to win the Super Bowl?
I think it's going to be Kansas
City. Can I get
City.
A I Super think, Bowl okay. kick in? Can
I think Kansas City. I think that offense is loaded. Offense is crazy.
All right.
Nobody
Mike Migliori, between Kansas City and Atlanta, who do you like?
I like Kansas City.
Okay. And Smokey Jim doesn't get a pick, so I'm going to say New England and Philly, and I'm taking the Pats again. And thank everybody for listening to the show. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Smokey Jim. Who do you like, brother?
Well, I think Kansas City, I think the quarterback out there in Kansas City that's trying to compare his hair with Troy Polamalu's hair, I think he's the modern-day Peyton Manning that's going to keep coming up short to New England. New England is the greatest team I've ever seen in football. They're my number one rated team. They're going 19-0 with Antonio Brown. They'll win the Super Bowl. And I told y'all last year, the Rams will continue to go to the Super Bowl again because they want that market big until they get the Raiders out there in Las Vegas. They want that L.A. market big. So I like the Rams to lose again to New England and Antonio Brown Super Bowl MVP.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Clint. I don't know how much time you got left, but I want to tell you why the Steelers are no longer going to be a Super Bowl team or a contending team or whatever for the next few years is because of the choices they make. You make dumb choices.
Question.
You never get to be a winner again. And they decided that the best player they had in camp, choose our skipper, that they were going to cut him and push him through waivers and put him on the practice squad. So this week he'll be starting for
That was a disgusting move by Colbert and company. He was the impressive player. He just got picked up. I wanted to mention. I'm glad you brought that up.
He
was the most impressive
in the preseason.
crazy. Yeah, I don't like that.
I would have rather keep him than Chicolo, Matakevich, or maybe even I'm not going to say my cousin Bud Dupree, but
I'll tell you something else.
He was that impressive.
This Mason Rudolph looks pretty good, too. When Roethlisberger fakes his annual injury, he might not get back on the field this time.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, and I didn't ask the question, but Deion Sanders yesterday said that he thinks that Roethlisberger isn't going to finish the year. He's going to retire. That was kind of surprising that he would say that. Yeah. My sleeper, the Super Bowl, real quick, Luther has Kansas City and Philly has Kansas City winning. Smokey Jim has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Cleveland. He has Tampa Bay winning the Super Bowl. Mike Migliori has Kansas City against Atlanta. He has Kansas City winning. I have the Patriots and Philly, Patriots winning. And I have a dark horse. San Diego, well, not San Diego, Los Angeles Chargers and New Orleans. But we can go on and on with these guys, and I'm going to have them on the show again. Last thing, Smokin' Jim Luther. We'll go Smokin' Jim Luther and Mike. Smokin' Jim, last comments. This is brought to you by Dreher Physical Therapy Institute. We're not going to have a lightning round. We'll have last comments. Smokin' Jim, you're up.
New England,
19-0. Got to take care of the sponsors. All right.
New England,
19-0.
Mike, go ahead. Last comments.
Well, you mentioned that Roethlisberger might retire halfway through the season. I watched the game last night. I suggested he may have already retired.
Luther.
The sky is not falling. I'm still calling 10-6. Juju and Roethlisberger will get something going. I'm still not sold on Devin Bush being a bust. He's going to be a solid player, go down as one of the great middle linebackers. So,
wow.
Mark it.
Okay.
Jim, you're going to be wrong again on that.
One more thing, Claudia. Sorry.
Yes.
I would like to thank Clint Hurdle and the Pittsburgh Pirates for doing what they did, because now there are no longer traffic jams on game night.
That's right.
Wow.
Very true. Very true. Very true. My last comment is, yesterday my Carnegie Mellon University team swept Edinburgh University 10-0 and 9-6 to win my parents. I have a trophy, a game named after my parents, the Olindo and Ida Rossano Baseball Classic. It's the fifth year in a row that we've won it. And that every game means a lot to me. But when you win that trophy, that means even more. So I appreciate that. We're off to a 2-0 start. So that's my last comment. And I got to thank my producer, Adam Zaluth, my sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute. Appreciate you guys very much. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRealsano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, and iTunes. You can subscribe. I got to thank the best guys. They're a blessing to me. In the studio and out, Smokin' Jim Frazier, Luther Dupree, Mike Migliori. These guys are the best. You got to check out the show on PC TV 21. Go on Facebook, check us out. And these guys, I get emails asking when they're going to come back on. So I'd like to have them on as much as they can come on. Always love having them on. It's a lot of fun. And even though, again, Smokin' Jim picked Tampa Bay and Cleveland for the Super Bowl, that's okay. Still love him anyway. All right, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. Go ahead, Mike.
That's okay. That's all right. Thanks for having me. I tell you,
always
it's a little
a
bit late right now. I should have been at the strip. I mean, my bed in America.
And we'll have these guys on soon. We'll talk about Canelo, Kovalev. We'll talk about probably the greatest heavyweight of all time, Otto Wallin, or whatever the hell his name is, who's 20-0, fighting against Tyson Fury. Yeah. Well, Luther picked Otto Wallin, so we'll go with Luther. And it'll be interesting. But we'll have these guys on again. Thank you for listening to the show. And as always, thank you, Mom and Pop.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.
Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.